I'm James Jacobson in Maui, Hawaii.
And I'm Claire Mansell in Ottawa, Canada.
Welcome to Dog Edition, the first show designed for you to listen to while you walk your dogs.
Where voices from around the world consider all things dog.
Today on the show, audio postcards from a world-famous dog and his person.
And with warmer weather on the way here in the Northern Hemisphere, we'll be talking about hitting the trails and camping and getting back to nature with your dog.
Getting out into the world. So if you love dogs as much as we do, pause what you're doing, leash up your pup, and let's take a walk, because we've got a lot to talk about on today's episode of Dog Edition.
Hey, Pepper, want to go for a walk?
So, Claire Mansell, welcome to Dog Edition. I am so glad that you're joining our team, Team Dog.
I'm thrilled to be here as well. I'm a big dog person and I'm a big podcast person. This is everything combined.
Well, we are so glad that you are here. We have a lot happening this spring and summer at Dog Podcast Network as we get ready for the fall season. And so we are going to be adding new voices and correspondents from all over the world. And to help us get to that point, this spring and summer, we're going to be looking at some of our favorite moments from segments of our past episodes. And so we're opening the vault. What are we sharing today?
We're looking at Loki. Now, Loki is a big Instagram celebrity. He's a dog, and Loki actually stands for low content wolf dog. And so he's a mix. He's got a little bit of wolf in him, a little bit of Malamute, and a bit of husky as well. Mm-hmm. And he's beautiful. And the settings and the places.
So gorgeous.
Yeah, the settings and the places that his owners take him as well in the wilderness are stunning as well. Now, obviously, pictures don't work terribly well on podcasts. So what we thought we'd do is take some of those beautiful pictures and reimagine them as audio postcards. And so that's what we did.
December 10th, 2016. We paddled on an alpine lake outside of Telluride, Colorado, not far from one of Nikola Tesla's laboratories high in the mountains. October 12th, 2015. Dreams on fire. September 11th, 2015. Wild nights chasing jackrabbits and eating camp food. Powderhorn, Colorado. March 16th, 2015. Chase snowboarders, not mailmen. January 28th, 2016. Nothing like an icy mountain sip. Aspen, Colorado. May 25th, 2017. Falling slowly, then all at once. Oregon. November 10th, 2018. Step inside. Winter is coming, and it's got our heart beating heavy. October 4th, 2015. We don't exactly leash up and walk around the neighborhood. Buffalo Peaks Wilderness.
Those immersive audio postcards were produced by our producer, Pamela Lawrence. Claire Mansell, we are going to be talking with you and finding out what you're doing this summer as we prepare for the fall. And we'll be doing that right after this. Stick around.
And now, a message from your dog.
Every day with you is like a day at the beach. And I want as many beach days as possible. I want to run and sniff and find a good stick to carry. I want to roll in the grass and warm my belly in the sun. I want to walk with you, run with you, sleep with you, eat with you. And when I eat with you, I want Everpuff. The green, grassy, beef liver spike smell wakes my senses. You may not realize this, but it tastes like homemade gravy, especially when you wet it. It infuses any food you give me with health and life and vibrancy. I can feel it, Everpuff, traveling to every cell in my body, nourishing each one. It helps me feel like I'm on top of the world. I'm so glad you're giving it to me every day, because every day I'm so glad to be with you. I wouldn't have it any other way. I want my Everpuff. It just makes me feel good. I am so grateful to be your dog and for the Everpuff you give me.
So now that you know what your dog wants, get Everpup, the ultimate dog supplement. Everpup is available in select pet shops and on Amazon. But to get the best price possible, join the Everpup Club at everpupclub.com, where you'll get your first jar for just $8 with free shipping anywhere in the U.S. Go to everpupclub.com and use the discount code DPN. That is everpupclub.com. Everpup, every day.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So welcome back to Dog Edition.
You say that with such a proper British accent. So you must be a full Brit, but you say you're up in Canada?
That is correct. I am in Canada, but not forever, Jim. So I'm just visiting for a couple of years. And in fact, this is very sad because this is my last summer in Canada and I have a dog and I'm really looking forward to getting out in the kind of Canadian wilderness and in the forest and on the trails with my dog this summer.
So tell me, we talk about this a lot here at Team Dog. Give me your, and everyone else who's listening, your dog cred. Tell us about your dog.
My dog cred. Is that the dogs that I've owned before? Is that like my?
No.
No?
No, we'll just, well, it could be your whole dossier, but I think we would be here all day. And nothing is more interesting than to hear about, well, first when I was 3 years old, I got this. So tell me about the current dog that you're going to be spending the summer with.
Okay, so currently I have a red golden retriever who is called Maple. Very Canadian name. Had to be Canadian. She's coming back to the UK, so we had to have a very Canadian name. Yeah.
I like it. So what are you and Maple going to get into this summer?
Well, for golden retrievers in Canada, a big thing is dock diving. Do you know what dock diving is?
I assume jumping into some water from a dock?
Yeah. So you picture your kind of Canadian lakes. This is looking already in my mind like a Loki postcard. And
this does sound, yeah.
Yeah, very much. And you have a beautiful Canadian lake and then the dock sticking out in it. And you let the golden retriever off the lead and they run towards the water and then take off and into the water.
Now, does Maple enjoy this naturally? Has Maple ever done this?
Not yet, because she's only 6 months old. So she's just been through a really long winter in Canada with loads of snow and no opportunity. I mean, she would have broken all her legs if she jumped into a lake for the last couple of months because it's been solid ice. So that would have been a bad thing.
And there's nothing more inviting than jumping into even cold water after it's melted. Do we even know what Maple thinks about this plan?
Oh, I think she's on board. Judging by her love of puddles so far, I think she'll be loving the lakes.
Okay, so we start with the puddles and then we move to larger bodies of water and then fully into the lake. And that's going to be awesome. Well, you'll have to share some images with all of us.
Absolutely. Now, can I ask you, Jim, as a man who lives in a place that I imagine to be the land of eternal summer, it is that right? Yeah, it's eternal summer.
It is eternal summer here in Hawaii. Yeah. Yes.
So, do you do a lot of camping? Because you have some beautiful beaches and things.
I am more of a, we'll say, a car camper, which means to me, you know, like opening the tailgate and pulling out the shrimp from the cooler, and then, you know, retiring to a somewhat more, not super rustic, but I enjoy getting outdoors, not necessarily sleeping outdoors.
You know, I did some thought over this about Loki and camping and how when we look at those kind of pictures on Instagram, we want to be there. We want to take our dog into the wild and experience that kind of simple life. And I realized that there's a good reason why dogs are actually the best camping companions in the world. Do you know what it is?
I don't. What is it?
Okay. It is because literally when you take a dog camping, you can literally just put the dog in the car. They don't have to have anything with them. I mean, obviously it's nice to take a bowl and some fresh water for them, but they would drink out of a stream. They would probably catch their own supper if you let them. And they don't need a toothbrush. They don't need clean underpants. They don't need a phone charger. They literally need nothing. So, you know, when I try and get out of the house with my family to go camping, and it'll be the same if you're car camping, we have to take so much stuff in order to experience this simple back to nature kind of experience. But the dog just does it with nothing.
Totally. They're ready to go in the moment. I guess I have to share, because now I think we're painting a picture of me as this, like, oh, we don't really like camping. Here's why I don't like camping specifically with my dog. Many years ago, before I lived here in Maui, I lived in a much, much colder place in Colorado. And I had a girlfriend at the time who liked to go camping in the middle of the winter. And there are these 14,000 foot mountains. 1,400? 14. Anyway, they're very tall. 14. Yeah. and they're very tall. And we were camping near the top of one. I had, at that time, a little Maltese named Maui, and she had this giant dog that just shed everywhere, and I have allergies, and just was shedding everywhere and barking, and we all were huddling in this tent that was clearly not designed for sub-freezing temperatures and chattering. Our teeth were chattering, and we had, this is the car camping part, we had like down comforters and all sorts of other stuff to keep us warm. But it was a very tumultuous trip, and it sort of kind of took me away from the love of the great outdoors with my dog, although I did keep Maui very warm that night, or maybe she kept me warm.
I completely understand, because we go camping, and we've been camping with the two dogs who we had before Maple, and you do take a lot of stuff with you. And we have a bell tent, which is a beautiful looking rustic tent. You know, it's not one of these modern waterproof ones that just pops up. It's a kind of heavy canvas tent. And we also have a wood burning stove that goes in the tent.
What? No, in the tent?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a wood burning stove in the tent. And, you know, and we have
used that in Colorado.
Inflatable mattresses and like a sheepskin lining that goes on top of, you know.
This is pretty much my vision of car camping, because you really don't want to schlep this.
Yeah.
You want, the car is pretty close when you have all this stuff. The wood burning stove, I love it.
Yeah, and we take the dog's bed with us as well. So, yeah, we're really rewilding ourselves and getting back to nature, but we're taking basically the whole house with us in order to do that. And we sit around a campfire outside, you know, when we roast marshmallows and all of that stuff, and we say, hey, we're out in the wilderness, and then we retreat back to essentially what's like a 5-star hotel room in our tents.
Okay, now I understand, because I've done this type of camping too. And yeah, that's my type of camping. Years ago in Taiwan, many years ago in Taiwan, I went camping and people were bringing, and this was so many years ago, but they had their televisions that were battery powered televisions out camping under the stars near the ocean. And that was, oh, I can't think. Anyways, it was a town in southern Taiwan. And so I have experienced that type of camping, but that's just generally not what I think of when someone says, I'm going camping.
You can't take a TV camping. I mean, there should be a rule against that. Okay. Wi-Fi is one thing. Taking a TV camping, you can't, because that's what a fire is for. It's campfire TV. Everyone knows that. You sit around the fire. Absolutely. You know, that's like rule number one of camping. But do you know what, Jim? I have prepared a little quiz for you on the subject of Loki.
Okay, a quiz. Okay. I'm nervous. Yeah.
So obviously Loki is a big celebrity on Instagram. You don't strike me as a massive Instagram user. I'm not sure. Are you big on Instagram?
I think that's fair. I think that is fair to say. I am not a big fan of the gram.
You're not spending your days, you know, looking at what the latest fashion trends are and who the celebrities are and that kind of stuff on Instagram. That doesn't strike me as you.
That is not me, no. Although people are saying I should do TikTok, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, stand by world for that. So Loki has 1.9 million followers on Instagram.
Whoa.
And what I thought I would do is give you some other celebrities and you tell me whether they have more or less followers than the wolf dog. Okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready for this. All right. So the first one, I'm not really
Nick,
sure.
Hold on. Nick, give us some contest music.
Bring it on. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so now the first one, Jim, I'm not sure if you're going to know who this person is. This is a bit of a British cultural reference. Have you ever heard of Rick Astley and Rick Rolling?
I do know that he did some songs decades ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Rick Rolling is.
Okay, so it was a big phenomenon, like an internet phenomenon a couple of years ago, where he became massively more famous than he was when he was originally a singer, because people were sending links in emails and like booby-trapping people to clicking on his song, his really catchy song, okay? So he went from being like quite famous in the 80s to being like really famous when this Rick Rolling thing happened. So do you think he has more or less followers than Loki?
Oh, well, he's got to have more followers than Loki.
Oh, that was a trick one to start you with. He actually has less. He actually has less followers. Yeah, I know.
This is the you're never going to give you up
guy
has less followers than Loki. Okay, well, dogs are pretty attractive.
What I was going to say, what can I say? He's, you know, he's not as attractive as Loki. You know, sorry, Rick.
Loki is beautiful. By the way, we will put a link in today's show notes to Loki's Instagram account if you want to begin following it.
Yeah. So what about Keith Urban? You up on your country music?
I like country music. I like all kinds of music. I would say, no, Keith definitely has more followers than Loki.
Correct. He has 2.5 million. So only another 600,000 than Loki, but he does.
Okay.
He has more.
Okay.
All right. Canadian singing icon for you now. One from the 90s, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, she's got to have more than Loki.
She has less. She has significantly less. Not even 1 million. 855,000.
Wow.
So Loki is just, you know, blowing her out of the park.
That may be because so many Instagrammers like the 90s. When was that? That was the last century.
Don't do that.
I know.
Okay, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, feel like I'm seeing a pattern here, but I would again think that Miley Cyrus would have a lot more followers than Loki the Wolf Dog.
You are correct. She has 166 okay. million. Like Whew. Just, you know, insane quantity. So, yes. And no, I've mixed these up so there isn't a pattern. Or there might be a pattern.
Okay.
And the bluff could be that there isn't a pattern.
Okay.
Okay. Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister in the UK. He has a dog. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he is a dog person. Does he have more or less followers than Loki the dog, however?
I'm going to say that, yeah, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has more followers than Loki the wolf dog.
He does not.
No.
He has 200,000 less followers than Loki the dog. I know.
Well, maybe if he coiffed his hair more like Loki. Wow.
It's incredible, isn't it? What about Pierce Brosnan? You know, the very striking, yes. The actor, former...
Magnum P.I.
Yeah, and he was
Not Bond. Magnum P.I., but he hangs out, he has the P.I., and he does yeah. actually hang out a lot in Hawaii, in Maui. I've seen him.
Does he?
Pierce Brosnan. I'm going to go with Loki has more than Pierce Brosnan.
You are correct.
And he was a James Bond and everything. Wow.
Yeah.
How many followers does Pierce have?
Actually, did you say he had more followers?
I think Loki has more.
Yeah. So Pierce Brosnan has 1.7 million, okay. Same as Boris Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah. And but less than Loki, both of them. That's, you know.
Wow.
Now here's
his
one
hair is nice.
It's someone who I don't really know who they are, but I'm told they're quite a famous American celebrity. Jimmy Kimmel.
Sure, he's television host, pretty big. Now that's going to be a network, so that's going to have he's going to have a gazillion followers.
Yeah, he has 3 million, so
okay.
you know
okay.
only slightly more. Okay, so
slightly
only a couple
more than Loki.
Couple more to go. Okay, mm-hmm. Prince Charles and Camilla.
They have a joint account.
They probably have a joint bank account, yeah, and they have a joint Instagram account.
It's a joint Insta. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's called Clarence House. Yeah, it's called Clarence House.
Okay.
So it's like their, but it's them. It's their official account.
Well, I would presume that Luggy dwarfs Prince Charles and Camilla.
Yeah, they've got 1.5 million, and yeah, Loki's the 1.9, so that's pretty gutting for them.
Wow. So wait, so Loki has more?
Yeah,
than Prince
Loki,
Charles?
Yeah.
Loki's crazy cool. Okay.
Yeah, yes. So, okay, a couple more for you, and then that really is it. So just two more for you. Obviously, I looked at this one in the nature of research. It's not one I regularly follow, I promise. Hot dudes with dogs. It's an account that publishes pictures of men with great muscles and cute dogs. Is that more appealing or less appealing than Loki?
To me, well, I'm sure they haven't contacted me yet. So I would assume that once I join, then we'll bring all the throngs from DPN and then it'll get bigger. But I would imagine that, again, Loki has more followers.
Yeah, Loki, again, has like nearly four times as many followers. It's lagging at 458,000. So I was surprised by that. I would have thought that was a recipe for success, but apparently not. And one final one for you, Shakira. More or less than Loki?
Shakira has got to have more.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she's a massive star, and I think she's kind of disappeared off the radar in the UK and in America. But in South America, she's still huge, and she has 72 million followers.
Wow. Okay. Well, you didn't keep track of what the score was. So
no, I didn't. Really I didn't. Okay. No, okay. That's a very good question. I should have bothered, didn't I?
Well, I feel even more excited that I had a conversation with Kelly Lund, who is Loki's person. And you can listen to that conversation on our sister show, which is called The Long Leash. And again, we'll put a link to that in the show notes for today's episode. Well, that is all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank you for bringing Dog Edition along with you on your walk today. We will be back next time with another episode, but chances are, as I said, you will be taking a walk between now and then, so you should listen to The Long Leash or one of our other shows. After this podcast, you'll hear some trailers for other shows that you can listen to right now.
And don't forget, if you liked what you heard today, then the best way that you can help us and help Dog Edition grow is by telling one of your friends, maybe when you're on a dog walk, about how much you enjoyed the show and introduce them to the podcast too.
Yes, and be sure to follow us in your favorite podcast app. We are also available on YouTube. Claire, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so glad that you're a part of our team and bringing us some fun contests and other things.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, Jim. It was great and a really good start to what's going to be a good partnership, I hope, in the future.
I am very excited, and we want to hear more about how you and Maple make your way in the coming months from Canada back to jolly old England.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an adventure in itself. So, yes, stay tuned for that.
Well, that is it for today. In Maui, Hawaii, I'm James Jacobson.
And in Ottawa, Canada, I'm Claire Mansell.
From all of us here at Dog Podcast Network, we want to wish you and your dog a very warm aloha.
Is artificial intelligence going to change veterinary medicine? Well, it already has. Right now, on Dog Cancer Answers, we're speaking with Dr. Kelly Deal of Morris Animal Foundation about how AI is impacting veterinary research and the practice of medicine itself. That's on Dog Cancer Answers. Get it wherever you get your podcasts or at dogcancer.com/podcast.